My name is Patricia Talbert, and I teach first grade language arts and social studies. I keep my students engaged in classrooms by giving my first graders breaks of movements, short songs, online reading of stories, and a daily check on how they are feeling or what they are wondering about. I ensure my students' learning was not compromised in virtual learning by creating a supportive environment in the virtual classroom, where all students feel comfortable participating, and especially where my students know that their teacher is accessible. And I have shifted roles from a lecturer to a facilitator who provides resources, monitors progress, and encourages students to problem solve. I have reaped the benefits when I see how excited my students are about applying their knowledge to solve a problem. Yes, I think first graders can self-learn concepts. First graders would benefit by adding activities into their instruction that would help them build pathways in their brains, see patterns, connect to previous knowledge, and experience some novelty so they remember the material better. Also, implement the use of anticipation guides, which teach students to make predictions, anticipate the text, and verify their predictions. Then they can connect new information to prior knowledge and build curiosity about a new topic. Also implement retrieval activities, which ask students to pull concepts out of their brains rather than continually trying to put concepts in. As a result, my students will actually learn these concepts better. One way to make sure all students retrieve is to have them jot responses down on paper before sharing them with a partner. Student-centered learning is one of the most effective ways to help students develop skills required for independent problem-solving and lifelong learning. Students who become independent learners will become more curious, eager to learn, and willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. There are aspects of teaching which are difficult for parents to know without training. One is balancing the different learning needs of students. Every student who walks through my door is different, and also helping parents and students meet long-term goals. Finally, parents need to know how teachers become facilitators and help their students develop independent problem-solving skills. Structure and teacher-aided learning is important for students. Teachers need to be able to question sensitively, listen carefully, and look thoughtfully at student work, and give a response as well to the structured situations in which students write and talk about their experiences. Teachers must be able to identify the strengths and differences of the learners while addressing their weaknesses. Thank you.